Okay, you know I can't help it. You know what that story does to me. Oh my God. I know. Once the tears come out, then it becomes harder to get through the story. And yeah, I end up just laughing myself. I know. It's one of my most endearing qualities, isn't it? Oh, babe. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that you get me. Like, I know you give me shit sometimes, but why you're still with me, I don't know. Must be the sex is good. No, but for real though, like, you're good for me. You're my rock. I mean, it sounds cheesy, but it's like the yin to my yang, or fitting like puzzle pieces. Like, you're so calm and so self-assured, and no point in freaking out or panicking until you have a reason to, et cetera, whatever, right? Whereas I'm spastic and self-admittedly neurotic, and I have to have control over everything and plan the smallest details to perfection. And life is most definitely not that accommodating, for sure. But I think I've kind of chilled out since we've been together, right? Stop. What do you mean? Why do I put up with you? Like, isn't it obvious? I mean, pretty sure that, and I've told you this like multiple times, that, pretty sure I knew that I was like head over heels in love with you that very first night, the very first night we met face to face. Why? I mean, why not? You're a total catch. I mean it. Like, I don't know. You just fit. Like, and I mean, it has absolutely nothing to do with like physical appearance. I mean, I know people say that if you're saying that it doesn't matter, well, you're lying. Yeah, no, I like it, sure, attraction matters to some extent, but I don't know. I guess I don't see you the way that you see yourself. And, I mean, if anybody can speak authoritatively on this, it's definitely me. We're always harder critics on ourselves, and we see all the imperfections and, the things that we hate or, would prefer to change. But I don't see you like that. I see you as a big teddy bear. I do. I totally do. So what? You got a little bit of a stomach, and you got a dad bod. Guess what? It's 2021. Dad bods are in. Like, have you missed the memo? For real. For real, though. Like, I also like your beard. I don't care when, you go a couple days on your days off without shaving, and that stubble starts to come through. I really like it. I like the way it kind of rasps against my skin. It's, Yeah. Okay, well, not shaving my legs is not quite the same sensation as facial hair. Okay. Also, fuck you for pointing that out, okay? It was a cold fucking winter. But seriously, So you think you've got, you know, big thighs and whatever. I find that incredibly sexy. I mean, girls can be ass and, you know, whatever, chest chicks themselves, right? Like, as much as guys can. I don't know, dude. Like, just, I can't explain it, but, like, you have fucking amazing thighs. Like, fuck, I don't know, dude. Just, you know, I don't know. They make me speechless. I just want to rub them and rake my fingers over the hairs on the tops of your thighs. Yeah. And your butt. You know how much I love your butt. And you know, I'm not trying to stick my finger in your butthole. That just happens on accident. You touch my butt all the time. Why can't I return the favor and just, you know, gently poke? You know what? It's not my fault that you have a easy to locate butthole, I guess. I mean, that's on you. That's a you problem. That's not a me problem. What else do I like? I like your arms. I think, I mean, I love that when you come up behind me and wrap your arms around me, I can just, like, wiggle back into you and just feel all encompassed and enveloped by you, you know? I just want to snuggle into you. Just lose myself in your scent and your touch and your hands. Oh my God. Do you remember when we first started dating and I was absolutely fascinated by the size of your hands in comparison to mine? I still am, which is why any chance I get, I grab your hand and, you know, twist my fingers with yours, just because it's amazing that, you know, your hands are so big and your fingers, oh God, your fingers are so long. You know how much I love those fingers. Remember that whole thing about having the magic touch? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very strong. Sure. And I know all the right spots. Mm-hmm. What about the fact that... No, they're not freakishly big. Come on now. That's not what I'm saying. I mean... The way they... cup... and... mold around these titties. I mean, what? Or like the way that they fit the shape of my breasts, and you can effortlessly cup both of them and massage and knead them and yet still be able to capture the nipples between your fingers without having to move or let go. Mm-hmm. I know my chest is your favorite. Yeah, and then after that is the big old bubble butt. Yeah, I know. But I'm talking about you here, remember? So let me continue. I love how firm and solid you are. Especially when you climb on top of me, spreading my legs as you go. Even like that, it's a little bit of a stretch for my poor hips to spread my thighs wide enough so that you fit right in between them. Oh, God. The way my stomach tenses, it's like a fist and it just tightens and my breath catches and I tense up. And then you put a fraction of your weight on me and I just melt. Oh yeah, I fucking love that so much. And your back. I love how just running my fingers up and down your shoulders, down your back, raking fingernails back up. Just, yeah. I can keep going. There's a million and one reasons why I feel for you the way I do. And I appreciate you so very much, both for what you do for me as a partner, but also the things that you do for me just by being you. And since we're talking about it, how about you let me pay you a little attention? What do you say? I kind of think you deserve it, don't you? I mean, I can tell you how much I love you till I'm blue in the face, but don't you think? Don't you think a demonstration is much more effective? Just lean back against that counter, baby. No, don't touch. I want your hands on the counter, bracing you. Not allowed to touch me. Just let me kiss all the way down your stomach. You're so soft and warm. And what if I run my tongue in and around your belly button? Let's get those pants down. I love tugging at them, pulling them slowly down inch by inch, revealing all of this wonderful real estate to my fingers and to my lips. And then, of course, there's the main attraction. This lovely, hot, so hard. You know how much I love your dick. I knew I should have gotten you that keychain. Okay. Focus. That's not why we're here. I know how much you like those sloppy, deep blowjobs. I love how your arms are flexing right now. I run my tongue up the underside of your shaft. Now I tongue around the head. paying particular attention to that sensitive spot underneath. Yeah, that's it. Moan for me. You like that? Do you like it when I do this for you? God, do you know how wet this makes me? No, pleasing you makes me so horny. Squish these tits together. These plump, aching tits that spill out over my small hands. They don't quite fit my hands the way they do yours, but I can pillow them together all nice and make a nice little furrow for you. I mean, your dick is wet enough. You could slide right between my tits with no problem. Come on, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck these titties. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 If I squeeze them tighter together, and then make you thrust harder, so that when the head pops through, my tongue is waiting to meet it. Oh God. Yes. Are you getting close? Feels so good. Are you gonna come? Yeah. What if I said? What if I said you could come wherever you want to? I mean, you know that I'm always gonna say you can come inside me. I'm never ever gonna turn that down, but I'm showing you my appreciation. So why don't you tell me where you wanna come? You wanna paint these titties? Or should I stand up and rub you into the crease of my butt? Yeah, you can come on my butt if you want. I can bend over and you can come on the small of my back. Or in my mouth. And I'll be a good girl and swallow every last drop. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Mm. Which option? Mm-hmm. Mm. I think that's a great choice. Yes. That was explosive. Thank you, Daddy. That was delicious. You know what else I appreciate about you? No, scratch that. I love how you taste. Oh, I know. I'm sorry. You know that I can't resist when you're sensitive, when you've come like that. But I gotta make sure that I clean you off. Wouldn't do to put you away with some of that delicious seed left on your cock. Now, would it? Okay. I'll behave. So, do you have any more doubts? Yeah? Because, I mean, any time you're feeling, you know, unsure, just let me know. I'd be happy to lift your spirits and, you know, reassure you that you are absolutely everything I could ever want and ever need. I love you, baby. I love you. If you keep that up, I'm going to be asking for round two. Yes, but I'm your insatiable slut. Don't forget that.